With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz. Adam Gadan, a U.S.-born member of Al-Qaeda, released a 48-minute video Saturday calling for Muslims living in the United States and Europe to carry out attacks as a matter of duty and obligation. Specifically, Gadan encouraged action from Muslim immigrants living in the miserable suburbs of Paris, London, and Detroit. Michigan officials disagree with a study that claims the state's pension system will go broke by 2023. A Northwestern University professor says Michigan's one of 11 states likely to run out of pension money based on its investment return expectations. Kurt Weiss is with Michigan's Treasury Department. He says a bad couple of years in the market didn't make the case for such a doomsday prediction. Organizers say thousands of supporters turned out to a Saturday afternoon rally for 7-year-old Kathleen Edward, the Trenton girl in the final stages of Huntington's disease, who captured the world's attention as a victim of cyberbullying. "It's really amazing to see so many people come out," Ray Edward, the girl's uncle, says. "I love seeing everybody out here. She's such a deserving girl." Former President Bill Clinton kept a packed crowd of about 1,000 on its feet and rapt attention Sunday evening as he made the case that U.S. Representative Mark Schauer deserves a second term in Washington. The Battle Creek freshman Democrats locked in a tight race with the man he defeated in 2008, former Republican U.S. Representative Tim Walberg, and it's a race that could determine control of the U.S. House of Representatives. With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz.